WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Two American hostages being held by Hamas terrorists in Gaza have been released. Israeli Defense Forces confirmed to ABC News that two women hostages released are currently with the Red Cross. They've been identified by the IDF as 59-year-old Judith Ronan and 17-year-old Natalie Ronan. Hamas released a statement saying in part the American mother and daughter were released for humanitarian reasons. Hamas terrorists are holding nearly 200 hostages in Gaza, taken during attacks that killed at least 1,400 in Israel. Humanitarian aid still stalled outside the Egypt-Gaza border. In Cairo, Cindy McCain, executive director of the UN World Food Program, urged world leaders to act.
You're letting people starve. We need to get our trucks in. We need to get food and supplies in, medical supplies.
Congressman Jim Jordan was dropped this afternoon as the GOP's candidate for Speaker of the House. Republicans voted by secret ballot in a closed-door meeting held after Jordan lost a third vote on the House floor. This is ABC News. High mortgage rates are taking a toll on the housing market. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has details.
Homeowners who locked in low rates don't want to move, so there are not enough homes on the market for all the buyers out there, and that is keeping prices high. Plus, for now at least, the Federal Reserve is signaling it could be a while before interest rates come down. Now, typically, if you are trying to buy a home, you want to try to set aside 20% of the home's value for a down payment. But a sign of just how tricky this housing market is, especially for first-time buyers, 30% of homes that sold in September were all cash offers.
A U.S. defense official confirmed to ABC News that Army Private Travis King has been charged with desertion after he crossed into North Korea, where he was held for 2 months before Pyongyang returned him to the U.S. last month. Charging documents show King is also accused of possessing child pornography and several assaults. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is reminding residents about current online dangers and resources to help protect them. Currently, the Wisconsin Department of Justice Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force is warning about a trend known as financial sextortion, in which a victim is duped into sending an explicit picture of themselves before the perpetrator threatens to release the photo if they don't receive payment. The task force also created the Interact program to help keep kids safe online. A spokesperson from Quick Trip has confirmed a cybersecurity incident was responsible for a disruption to its systems on October 9th. In a press release, Vice President of External Relations John McHugh said the incident was detected within hours and mitigation efforts began immediately. He also reported that as of yesterday, most of Quick Trip's internal systems are functioning and Quick Rewards is back online. The press release also noted that the Quick Rewards app and website still remain offline. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability.